Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Florida wins. What does Edmonton do in goal?
Skinner? It's not really a great option here.
Yeah. They got to drag the series back to Edmonton for a game 7. They have to win in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tomorrow night. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Marshawn scores. Theory. You tell me, try this on for size. Marshawn is a little bit less hateable with Florida than he was with Boston. Little bit.
I think the damage is already done. He's too hateable. And it's not like Florida is the most likable team ever.
No. I just think...
They're a bunch of jerks sometimes, too.
Yeah. Something about him not with Boston, though. He's done so much.
Does it help that him winning... Is him winning making Boston mad?
Maybe that's what I'm feeling, but I don't know. The Bruins fans and Boston fans are funky. When Tom Brady won the Super Bowl with the Bucks, they kind of claimed that as a win.
Same with Ray Bourque. Yeah. And they have a parade when Ray Bourque won the Stanley Cup.
Boston,
Colorado.
You can leave, and they celebrate when that guy wins.
But they hated the Panthers, so that's where I don't know how they feel about this one.
Yeah.
Because the Panthers and the Bruins have had lots of battles, and, you know, I mean, last year when Marshawn's on the Bruins, remember, was it Sam Bennett punched him in the face and, like, didn't get suspended? Like, knocked him out cold? So there's history there, but I don't know. He's still Brad Marchand for me. I see his face after he scores a goal, and I'm like, ugh, this guy. He might win the Conn Smythe.
Yeah. I had the thought, is he the first person that Barkov hands the cup?
It's not like he's never won it before.
No, but...
But he won as a rookie, I think.
Who gets it first? They won it last year, and now we're winning it again. And who showed up? This guy. And
yeah.
He hasn't touched it in... 14 years? Or did he win it with them in 2011?
2011. And that was his rookie year.
Yeah, so he's waited since he was a rookie. If we win it, I'm going to give this to Brad Marchand.
Uh-huh.
Which...
I guess he probably will be the first one. There's nobody else. There's no... Did Poso get it first last year? No, right?
He did not.
Okay.
Again, that's their first cup.
Right. This is their second cup, so maybe you're more... Like, they're not going to give it to Seth Jones, are they?
I don't know.
Before they would give it to Marshawn. Especially, what if Marshawn's won the Conn Smythe? Right? Like, what does he have? He has 10 goals and 10 assists in 22 games.
It's pretty good.
For them. Like,
he's been great in this
series. How well he's playing, I think, probably helps that, too. Are we seeing him get into as much of the extracurricular stuff? I'm not seeing him, like, he hasn't licked anybody's face this playoffs. You know, I haven't seen him spear anybody between the, like, I don't know that I've seen anything that makes me think, oh, look at this. This is the grossest human that's ever played hockey.
He has not need a kneeling McDavid in the head.
No, he hasn't done that. So maybe the fact that he's calmed a little bit on that front has me feeling a little more timid about him.
Sorry, it was Marshawn that got kneed in the face. He didn't do the kneeing to the face.
He got
James Neal kneed him in the face.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Forgot about that one.
We're sure he didn't also knee somebody in the face.
I've got a highlight of Marshawn.
I'm sure he has.
I've got one where he kneed Lundqvist in the head.
There you go. There's one. So, no, he's the worst part about Florida winning still. If Florida wins, to me, he's the worst part about Florida winning. I don't want to see him win.
Yeah, I don't feel any.
He stinks.
I don't feel any of that for him right now. I guess that's my point.
He's the one carryover I would still have from Bruins teams that I would have cared about. The Sabres haven't made me really care about Bruins teams in recent, but like the Chara, Lucic, Marchand Bruins that kind of started the Sabres rebuild because the Sabres decided to go get a bunch of goons and tear everything down because they got bullied by Boston, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's a part of that.
He is.
He's a part of that. He's in that series in 2010, isn't he, against them? Or maybe not. Maybe, no, if he won the Cup in 11 as a rookie, then he wouldn't have played in 10.
No.
But either way, like, I don't know. I gotta have some hate for somebody in this sport, right? If it's not for Brad Marchand, there's nobody left.
Boy, who do I hate in the sport right now?
Yeah, who do you hate in the sport? Who do you hate? The guy you just can't stand the most.
I don't know. Do I not have one? Am I learning this right now?
Wow. There's not like. Is there like a cheap shot artist hanging around in the league somewhere?
The Seattle Kraken's name. The thing I hate the most in hockey right now. That's all I've got.
Just the Kraken's mere existence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Under their name.
The person I like the least in the NHL is Jason Botterill. Is that the answer? It might be my answer.
I think you hate the Seattle Kraken. You hate their GM and hate their team name.
The Bruins? Like
Is Bilesma still the coach?
Nope. He got fired.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
He got fired. Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Kachuk?
No.
You're good with Kachuk?
Sure.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Okay.
I think Jordan Binnington's a jerk, but everybody thinks Jordan Binnington's a jerk.
There you go.
But that's not bad. But even then, just like that's...
Evander Kane, he's pretty dirty.
I don't watch this series and think, I hope this team loses. I don't have... And this probably drives home a point that you're getting to about where the Sabres being relevant in these rivalries matters. I mean, what do I want to do when the Super Bowl is rolling? I want the Chiefs to lose by 100.
Yeah,
I want them to get destroyed.
Yeah.
And I don't have that for the NHL. I don't have that for a team right now that I can think of. Maybe it'll come to me.
Was it still Boston at all before
they
got bad this year?
Sure. I don't hate watch the Leafs and root against the Leafs.
But you would turn on a game like 3 years ago and it's the Bruins and whoever and you're rooting against the Bruins?
That's just the universal Bostonism for me. I'll root against the Celtics. I'll root against the Patriots. Okay. Just Boston.
It's not Bruins specific.
Just sitting here rooting against Boston and everything they do.
Uh-huh.
Because they won so much.
It's not like I have much of that left either, but Marchand would be one of my last hurrahs NHL hate.
I'm not telling you that anyone else should live like this, but in the last 2-3 years, I told you I'm not mad at Carolina anymore. Mm-hmm. That's weird, too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it comes back someday. Yeah, the healthy hatred, the healthy distaste. Marchand is... It's kind of a sad day. Like, this is one of the most hateable guys in the league, but watching him do this is undeniably impressive. He's 37?
I mean, it's tough to hate other teams and other individual players when, like, you're already spending so much negative energy on your own team.
Yeah.
Right?
Might be you there.
You're exhausted from just hating everything. You hate watch your own team for so many games. Like, I don't have any hate left over for the Leafs.
That said, anytime I'm asked, like, you know, what are we going to do about the Sabres? My answer is always, like, they can be good next year. They've been able to be good next year for, like, 4 years in a row. 5 years in a row. Teams go from being not that good to, okay, you're in the playoffs in a year all the time.
But they're not allowed to.
They don't.
Yeah, but not – maybe this is changing a little bit. The one thing that hasn't been true of is not in this division, right? It was years since anybody except those four teams at the top.
And what happened this year?
One of them got in.
Two of them got in. Ottawa and Montreal. They both got in.
I completely forgot Montreal got in.
Don't forget they changed up the divisions and Montreal got to a cup final.
Uh-huh. But that's what I mean. Like, they got themselves away from the Atlantic and like, oh, you could have a lucky season and then you get hot in the playoffs. And it has been harder to do that because you've had four kingpin teams at the top of one division.
For 14 years or how many years?
Right. That's why I wouldn't – it's – that would sound like I'm blaming Tom Brady for the Bills' 17-year playoff drought.
Even though he's a big factor,
it's
there.
An influence in it. It's still your own team's
fault.
How much are
the kingpin? Brady's dominance of the AFC East was in part Brady, and in part the other teams couldn't get their act together. How much is the Atlantic kingpin teams a result of the other teams can't get their act together? Detroit,
it could
Montreal,
be some.
Buffalo.
It could be some, but when you do. Maybe not fully, though, because when you get to the playoffs, the Atlantic teams are stomping on the Metro teams.
That's right.
So, like, you're seeing, like, oh, no, Florida is way better than Carolina. And Tampa before that was way better than, I guess it was Carolina, and the New York Rangers, right? Like,
yep.
So, that's also true, right? Ottawa, Detroit, Buffalo, and then Montreal for a while. Those teams have not done a good job of getting going for years. But, no, those teams at the top were legitimately great. Like, that's why the playoff format's stupid. Right? Like, they should have been playing in the conference finals instead of the first round, but here we are.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550.
Tom Wilson, the chat says. What about Tom Wilson?
Okay.
You're fine?
Sure.
I don't have any Sidney. A little Sidney Crosby hate left over? That used to be me.
How about Radko Gudas is my guy for this?
I can't get worked up about him.
Oh. Yep.
Has anyone done anything like to a Sabre recently? Like something dirty? Like knocked
Gudas
a guy out?
Gudas did do something that I'm not exactly like, what event. He's a scumbag.
Who knocked Tage's helmet off last year? Who knocked Tage out of the game for New Jersey? See, this is the point, though. Like, I don't even know who the guy is for the Devils.
It was Stefan Nowiesen.
Okay. Yes. See, I couldn't.
Yeah, you've cracked the code, Joe.
The name's not in my head because I'm too busy mad at Matthias Samuelsson for that moment.
I'm going to get out of bed tomorrow mad at Stefan Nowiesen. There you go. I've decided.
That's your guy.
That's my guy. He better not win the cup. He's not going to win the cup this year. No, you're right. You're right. You're so focused on what Samuelsson didn't do.
I forget who the guy is that hit Tage.
Yeah. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Former Bills offensive tackle Stu Barber died over the weekend. The team announced that he played with the Bills, the AFL title teams in 64 and 65, a five-time All-Star in his nine seasons. So you old-timers out there might remember that if you're around for the Bills, AFL title teams. Stu Barber died. He was just shy of his 87th birthday. Played outside linebacker as a rookie and moved to offensive tackle.
During COVID and there was nothing to talk about on Chop and Bulldog, we would do like a draft like every week, and we did a Bills all-time offense draft, and I did a lot of research on that draft, and Stu Barber was one of the guys I landed on.
Nice.
You picked him? Three-time All-Pro, I think. Yeah, he was my left tackle on that team. Yeah. And then I think Bulldog made fun of me because he was 250 pounds and his lineman was going to be over him. But, yeah, like five Pro Bowls in a row or whatever.
How about that linebacker to offensive tackle pipeline?
Yeah, athlete.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.